CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Federal prosecutors have obtained a modified indictment in their election subversion case against Donald Trump. They say it conforms to a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that former presidents have broad immunity from criminal prosecution. Here's CBS's Robert Legarry.
This really shows us that the prosecutors went through the original indictment and kind of took out issues that they said that they viewed as part of the Supreme Court knocking it out.
An agreement's been reached for a presidential debate next month, says CBS's Matt Piper.
Donald Trump writes on Truth Social that the rules for the September debate will be the same as the last debate between he and President Biden in June. He says the debate will be stand-up and candidates cannot bring notes or cheat sheets. There had been a question over muted microphones when one candidate is speaking, like what happened in the previous debate. Kamala Harris's team was hoping to have the mics open at all times, while Trump's wanted them muted.
Michael Sparks led the January 6th rioters, and for that, he will spend more than four and a half years in prison. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
This really was a landmark case because he was the first of the hundreds of rioters to enter the Capitol, the first one to face off with police, the first one ahead of the mob. But prosecutors argued successfully, getting nearly exactly the prison term they were seeking, is that Michael Sparks was the tip of the spear, emboldening others.
A federal judge in Texas has blocked a new Biden administration rule that created a pathway to legal status for undocumented immigrants married to American citizens.
In a statement, President Biden says families should be able to stay together, and his administration will not stop fighting for them. He added, quote, I am not interested in playing politics with the border or immigration. I am interested in solving problems, saying, I will continue to fight to secure our border and fix our broken immigration system. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The heat that's been blanketing much of the Midwest will move to the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic tomorrow, says National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira.
And with time, those high temperatures are going to gradually work their way further to the east and extend out into the Mid-Atlantic, impacting cities like Baltimore and Washington on Wednesday.
A Hamas hostage has been rescued in southern Gaza by Israeli commandos. Here's CBS's Holly Williams.
The 52-year-old man, Kaid Farhan al-Qadi, who is an Arab Israeli. He is a member of Israel's Bedouin Arab minority. According to an Israeli hostage family group, he is a father of 11. And we've seen quite moving video this morning already that appears to show his family members racing to meet him in a hospital.
The Dow ended up today just 9 points, but that was enough for another record close. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. There's a warning for heat, a watch for storms. A severe thunderstorm watch for the area runs through 4. After 3 decades, a John Doe discovered near the railroad tracks in Kenosha County has been identified. The name of the person found dead along the train tracks in Pleasant Prairie back in 1993 was Ronald Lewis Dodge. He was originally from the Menominee Indian Reservation. The Racine runaway soldier has taken a plea deal. U.S. Army Private Travis King, the Racine soldier who made headlines by crossing into North Korea last year, has agreed to a plea deal with military prosecutors. He'll plead guilty to 5 of the 14 charges against him, including desertion. A nearby community is warning about overdoses. In McHenry County, Illinois, the health department has issued a warning to the public after seeing an increase in suspected overdose deaths. Most municipalities have put in what are called harm reduction vending machines that are filled with Narcan and fentanyl test strips. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers add a new quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers traded for Malik Willis, a third-year quarterback for the Tennessee Titans. In return, the Titans get a seventh-round draft pick next year. Willis on mastering the progressions when learning a new NFL playbook in Green Bay.
You know, progressions are a part of quarterback play wherever you're at, so I just felt like you get to different ones at this level, and you with a new team and new people, so you just got to get used to it.
College football, the Badgers getting ready for their first game of the season Friday when they host Western Michigan. Luke Fickell on what they know about the Broncos.
We know as little as we ever have known, right? I mean, they got a new offensive coordinator, they got a new defensive coordinator, and they got a new special teams coordinator. So what do you know, right? Obviously, the head coach is an offensive guy. What the head coach has done, or is it more of the Walt Bell? And, you know, are they going to be the Louisiana Lafayette where the defensive coordinator came from? I mean, so there's a lot of unknowns. You know, even with transfers and things like that, there's still a lot of unknowns.
As Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Warm and muggy tonight with a few showers and storms around, mostly cloudy and a low near 70. Any early rain and fog tomorrow moves away quickly, then partly sunny and a high in the mid-70s for the afternoon. Another chance of showers and storms Thursday, high upper 70s. It's 82 right now.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and it's time to play Can You Guess? This averages 12.4 miles. What does? The answer? The average American worker's drive to work.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in the sun to
promised lands
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for loving.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
He rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time
to show?
show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for
like me. Has he taken,
any time, to show,
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Thing he's found. It's And that time I went and said goodbye. Now I'm back and not ashamed to cry. Ooh, baby, here I am. Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Here I am, baby. Oh, you got my feelings again. Hey, baby. Here I am, baby. You got my feelings again. Hey, I've done a lot of foolish things that I really didn't.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, recently on his morning show, Don Rosen spoke with Renee Kelly, who's the 13th district alderperson for the city of Racine, also the 2nd district Racine County supervisor and the Union Grove treasurer.
How long have you been into, and I know what you're going to say about politics. I'm not into politics. You are. When, right. Once you're in public office, you're into politics.
Exactly.
So how long have you been doing this for?
Well, basically since I ran for city council. So, unique story. The day of the cemetery shooting, my house was shot 15 times.
Now, when was that again?
It was summer, June 2nd of 2022.
I remember when that happened.
Yes, me too.
And you decided what?
I didn't feel like I had a lot of representation from the city administration, especially in my district. So I decided, you know, if I'm helping these people in my neighborhood, I might as well just do it officially. So I don't want anyone to ever feel like they don't have a voice, you know, and I definitely in that moment did not feel like I had a voice. So that's kind of my theme always when I'm running is to give a voice to the people.
That's Renee Kelly is heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show. Listen to Don weekday mornings 6 till 9 on WRJN.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring their lemon pound cake. Buttery moist. It has a wonderful lemon-flavored icing, so be sure to pick one up. Also making its last appearance for the summer season is O&H's Blackberry Lemon Tart Kringle with perfectly balanced sweet and tart flavors. It is not to be missed. Visit O&H Danish Bakery today in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
The Franksville Food Truck Festival is back at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden September 6th and 7th, featuring 25 food trucks. Enjoy live music both nights from 6 to 9 with FM Rodeo on Friday and Landline on Saturday. Kids can have a blast in the bounce houses while the adults enjoy Wisconsin craft beer. And don't miss the Friday night Packers viewing party. It all kicks off at 5 p.m. on September 6th. Get all the details at FranksvilleFoodTruckFestival.com. The festival is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pry Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Ever
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Potawatomi has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries. Hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun. Only at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
This Labor Day Sunday, be part of a time-honored tradition to support our wounded veterans. Southern Wisconsin All Airborne Chapter proudly presents its 21st annual car show from 8 to 3 at Petrifying Springs Park. Gear up for classic cars, tasty food at the beer garden, live music, and thrilling raffles like the 50-50. Also, don't miss the special ceremony at noon that honors severely wounded warriors. Spend this Labor Day Sunday with family, friends, and fellow car enthusiasts. 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Petrifying Springs Park.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
I hear something saying.
local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. You know who else is back? Paul Harvey. That's right. You can hear archived versions of the rest of the story. Mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. A timeless piece of radio history twice each weekday on WRJN.
Everything I see reflects. lesser love than it used to be.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And of course, if you miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search for WRJN News Online. There you can find the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Be careful outside again today. Excessive heat warnings and advisories are in effect for a second straight day. Corey Zeistra was helping her daughter move into her dorm at UW-Milwaukee yesterday morning.
I have to go to work after this, but I think that a stop home to wash off a little bit is going to be in order.
Wisconsin is dealing with the hottest temperatures of the summer, with a heat index above 105 degrees in parts of Milwaukee yesterday. A northern Wisconsin community is asking for state and federal help to negotiate road access with tribal officials. The Lac des Flambeaux tribe and the town of Lac des Flambeaux have been in talks for more than a year after the tribe cut off public access to roads on the reservation that lead to private homes. Tribal leaders want the town to pay easements that have been neglected for more than a decade. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's a warning for heat, a watch for storms. A severe thunderstorm watch for the area runs through four. It includes Racine, Kenosha, Walworth, Milwaukee, Waukesha, Rock, and Ozaukee counties. The excessive heat warning runs until 7 for the area. Cooling centers are running in Racine and Kenosha. Libraries and community centers are serving as places for people to cool off. If you're not sure where your nearest one is, call 211. After three decades, a John Doe discovered near the railroad tracks in Kenosha County has been identified. The name of the person found dead along the train tracks in Pleasant Prairie back in 1993 was Ronald Lewis Dodge. He was originally from the Menominee Indian Reservation. The breakthrough in the cold case came through efforts of law enforcement and a group called DNA Doe Project. Dodge died from a gunshot wound around the same time his body was found in 1993. Animal care officials are looking for some cat houses. The Wisconsin Humane Society says there's an immediate need for foster care for over 120 cats and kittens in the area. The organization says that when people can help with a short period of foster care, they can better take care of all of the animals. People interested in helping can apply to become foster parents and select an animal from the available list on the Humane Society's website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Warm and muggy tonight with a few showers and storms around, mostly cloudy and a low near 70. Any early rain and fog tomorrow moves away quickly, then partly sunny and a high in the mid-70s for the afternoon. Another chance of showers and storms Thursday, high upper 70s. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Baby, you're not that kind.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, a new survey shows that young adults are not saving enough for retirement. Unless, of course, by retirement you mean 2 weeks in Cancun.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained or nothing's lost. Such a cause.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change with every new day? Still, I'm gonna miss you.
There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time. Lose your dreams and you will lose your mind. Ain't life unkind? Street.
singing songs and a carrying sighs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. Starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and coming up on September 6th, it's another First Fridays in downtown Racine, and downtown goes country. The Roundabouts will perform on stage, and of course, all the food, drink, and fun will be had as well. The party runs from 4 to 9 p.m. in downtown Racine, so mark your calendar for another First Friday coming up September 6th. local news, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers, the perfect soundtrack to summer. Well, the Brewers had yesterday off. They're back in action tonight, 7:10, the first pitch. We'll have the pregame for you at 6:35. They enter play today firmly in first place in the National League Central, a 10-game lead over the Chicago Cubs. So, Brewers tonight, we'll have it for you here on WRJN.
Come see what's
a delicious bite that'll make your tail wag with joy. Dogs and Cream has the hot dog game on lock. Whether you have a hankering for a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet Frank, Dogs and Cream is happiness on a bun, made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. Make sure you save room for this sweet companion, velvety soft serve custard that'll melt your troubles away. Delicious. Smiles are our specialty at Dogs and Cream, located at 2721 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Wow.
you move me. But I wanna know for sure. So come on and hold me tight. You move me.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. And hope you've been staying safe out there these last couple of days. Of course, the heat index value is very, very high these last couple of days. But tonight, look for a 50-50 shot at some showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and a low of 70. Tomorrow, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Not quite as warm. Look for a high of 77, but still very summer-like tomorrow. All right, coming up, CBS News at 6. Milwaukee Brewers a little bit later. I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you.
Not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, twice
on the pipe
means